Morning. We're happy to have you here, and we'd like to go ahead and get started. So, as Peter said, the talk this morning is about building an inventory management system using informatics technology, communication tools, and partner engagement through a user-centered design approach. This presentation emphasizes the use of communication tools and partner engagement especially. The agenda for this talk includes a description of the inventory management tracking system mission, the background of how and why we entered into this project, an overview of the systems included in countermeasure tracking systems, and the inventory management and tracking system development approach. Finally, then we will show the system at a glance to you, some screenshots from the system, and some future activities. So as I said, the inventory management tracking systems, which we are calling IMATS, the mission is to increase the capacity of all levels of public health to track and manage medical and non-medical countermeasure inventory during daily operations or an emergency response event. We would like for the project areas and users to use the system during normal times so that when an event were to occur, they will be very familiar with the system and can just basically jump right in and use it. So the background of how we entered into this project. During the 2009 H1N1 influenza pandemic vaccination effort, the Division of Strategic National Stockpile at CDC was asked to provide information to multiple agencies such as HHS, the White House, the director of CDC, BARDA, regarding countermeasure inventories at state and local levels. There was a lack of a means at that time to collect the information, and this highlighted the need for improved processes and tools to manage and report countermeasure inventory. It also emphasized the need for increased visibility down to the dispensing level. So during this time, collection and analysis of the data was labor-intensive, and inventory data at local facilities and point of dispensing locations was not readily available. So based on some of the things that were encountered at that time, and as we started to have discussions about developing the development of the system, there were some obvious needs that were identified. These include creating a line of sight for inventory to be able to see what's available and on hand at all levels, state, regional, local, and at the point of delivery. To be able to identify point of delivery facilities where the product is shipped, such as hospitals, county health departments, etc., and to determine how much of the product is used or dispensed at the point of delivery location, therefore extending the line of sight. I'd like to point out that this project supports the HHS strategic plan and priorities, specifically Goal 3, Objective F, Protect the Health and Safety of Americans in Public Health Emergencies. And as you can see in the bullets, which I'm not going to read to you, it specifically calls out countermeasures and the countermeasure enterprise. So the new system that we built, the inventory management system, is part of what we're calling countermeasure tracking systems. And I know some of you have worked with some of the other systems, namely CRA and KIT. And so I wanted to do just a short overview of the four systems so that you could see the differences and the specifics of each system. So the CTS is a suite of four distinct applications that together enhance the capacity of public health providers by tracking and managing medical and non-medical countermeasure inventory and usage, supports both daily operations and all hazards events. It improves communications and event response efficiency, and we'd like to point out that it's free of charge. So during the H1N1 vaccination campaign, CDC used multiple CTS components to assess countermeasure availability and coverage of target populations. So here are listed the four systems and countermeasure tracking systems. The one that is the focus of today's presentation, the inventory management and tracking system. Also possibly familiar to many of you, the Countermeasure and Response Administration. And then countermeasure inventory tracking dashboard. And finally, the communications portal. So first I'm going to say a little bit about Countermeasure and Response Administration. CRA supports all hazard event management, medical and non-medical countermeasure administration tracking, both at the individual and aggregate level. It supports community mitigation measures such as social distancing, school closings, and it is a customized data collection system. So what I mean by that, what you see pictured here is a data collection screen for aggregate data, and it's asking dose number and age group. This can be customized to collect any type of information that you would be interested in for an event. And this is an aggregate screen, but as I said, it can also be collected at the individual level. So the next system, Countermeasure Inventory Tracking Dashboard, it's a system that assists with consolidation of inventory data from manufacturers, distributors, and retailers with data from public health partners. And it aids the people here at CDC in constructing a nationwide inventory supply picture for strategic national stockpile. Okay, easy for me to say. Decision and decision making by federal and state officials regarding the release of stockpiled assets. Okay, so next, the communications portal. In discussions with the Division of Strategic National Stockpile, they voiced some concerns and over the state and local health departments during an event where, or specifically H1N1, we were being bombarded with information from all different sources, and it was difficult for them to know. And as I remember too, I mean, there were two and three announcements going out per day, and sometimes they didn't even agree, or they were changing rapidly. So they wanted a content management system where all of this information could be placed, so that there, it was kind of a one-stop shop for the project areas to come in and look, and so, you know, they could consolidate up-to-date information in that one source. And the types of information that strategically that Stockpile would be looking at would be EAUs, emergency use authorizations, and investigational new drug information, lot recalls, announcements, and that sort of thing. So this is actually a screenshot that gives you a feel for the types of information and the look of the communications portal. So you see there would be like a spotlight area where you could put, you know, the latest important information, and then other articles with links to possibly MMWR or to other sources. Okay, so next is the IMAT system, which is the focus of this presentation. So the capabilities of IMAT include, so I'm not going to read this again because this is exactly what I said was the mission. So we are addressing the mission of what was necessary, what was needed, what was the goal for this project. And then the next three bullets are also actually addressing what we identified as the need, so to maintain visibility of the inventory at all levels and to identify the point of dispensing and to determine how much of the product was distributed to the point of dispensing locations. And then we are also able to facilitate warehouse operations, including receiving, staging, and storing of inventory. So to get into actually the partnership and the development process, so we've been in probably working on this project for about a year and a half. So we started in April where the Division of Strategic National Stockpile reached out to project areas and engaged or asked for volunteers to work on this project and kind of tried to get different levels of state, local, and people who had varying types of systems. Some of them had inventory management tracking systems, some of them didn't. So, and then we worked with the Public Health Informatics Institute. This work, and I'm going to talk about all of this in some future slides, but was basically to identify the business processes for inventory management and tracking. And next, we held a series of development team technical requirements work group webinars where the team basically was very interactive. It was an aggressive effort with, as it says, meetings every couple of weeks. The next set of activities with the work group was a data exchange focus group webinars. And then finally, we conducted a user experience workshop here in Atlanta at our research lab. And we are scheduled to deploy September 30th. So a little bit more about the partner engagement. We had the business in-person business requirements gathering meetings. We worked with state and local public health providers, the Division of Strategic National Stockpile, and the Public Health Informatics Institute. The meetings were actually conducted by the Public Health Informatics Institute, and they were conducted on the dates listed here. We don't give a date range, but these were 2.5 and 3 day meetings that were very intense. And many thanks to the work group because they were very dedicated, came in town and worked with us. And just prior to this time, though, I want to say just as a background, kind of to give us a feel for where things were, the Informatics Institute talked with all of the project areas, the preparedness areas grantees, and ask them what did they use during H1N1, what type of the inventory management system did they have in place, do they feel like their system was adequate, that they were able to provide the information that was being requested, and if they did not have a system or they weren't happy with their system and we were going to build a new system, what would they like to see in that system? So a little bit of background there. These are the 9 high-level business processes that were identified. And obviously, these were then the processes that we would gather requirements to be able to accomplish these processes with the system. Next, we conducted the technical requirements gathering webinars and system demonstrations. These were kind of hand-in-hand. And much of this work group was the same as the first work group. However, there were some additional technical expertise added to that group. They were state and local inventory management subject matter experts who volunteered to participate. And you can see here the states and localities that participated here. And I know we've got at least one of those participants in the audience, but I won't make her stand up and wave to y'all. So the bi-weekly requirements gathering webinars were interactive review of the requirements. We showed screen mock-ups and discussed business rules as part of the agile development methodology. There were periodic demonstrations prior to, obviously, production and deployment, since deployment's scheduled in a month. So for those that might not be familiar with, I'm showing this slide for 2 reasons. One is to describe a little bit the agile development process. And kind of the way this process works for development is you have a certain set of functionalities that you address. You develop kind of in sprints, and then development is presented to both management and, in this case, to the work group, or, you know, a core set of functionalities. And then what would happen with the work group is they would provide input into, you know, this is what we need to add, or this is, you know, this is perfect just the way it is, which I don't think happened, because these were, really obtained a lot of information in these. So it was driven by the work group members, and so each step of the way there would be the core set, the vetting, and then going back and reassessing and developing. Okay, so in the next set of activities or activity was the in-person user experience work group. This meeting was held May 3rd through the 5th in Atlanta. We have a research and development lab in our division, or I'm sorry, office, and it worked out actually very well for this purpose. So the participants observed an IMATS demonstration. They were provided with a workbook that contained a public health emergency scenario. They used the IMATS prototype system to complete 18 scenario-based tasks and recorded functionality and usability feedback. And there was also an interactive open discussion where results were captured. Okay, so here, this is pictured the core work group that stuck with us through the entire process, and we'd like to thank them very, very much. And I believe these comments were from that group on the last day. Okay. After the work group experience, we went back and compiled and analyzed the feedback from the minutes and the workbooks and prioritized a list of functional and user interface enhancements as either must-haves or nice-to-haves. The must-haves will be targeted for September release, and the nice-to-haves will be included in future releases. These results were also presented back to the work group members on June 7th via webinar. And we have offered system testing of enhancements to remote users through the Informatics Research and Development Unit virtual servers. The next activity was the data exchange focus group webinars. This capability provides a mechanism to automatically collect and submit aggregate information to CDC from the project areas that have an existing inventory management system already in place that they wish to continue to use. The capability lessens the burden of states and localities to provide data during an event. And I'd also like to mention that grants were provided through PHII to the project areas for development of data exchange capabilities. The focus group was composed of state inventory management and private vendor subject matter experts, and they participated in requirements gathering webinars on the dates listed. They then provided input for the data exchange specification document. Throughout this entire process, we felt that it was very important to keep the project areas and states and locals informed of everything that was going on. So from the beginning of the process, we did what we could to communicate the information. We started the Inventory Management Insider newsletter.
I can't hear you say that. There are major problems. But. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
Voice changed.
Slightly. Okay, so it's darn hormones. Okay, so we put out the monthly newsletters. We've presented at conferences, at the SNS Summit, the Public Health Preparedness Summit, and here today. We're proud to announce that we are an HHS Innovate semifinalist, and for those of you who are not aware, this is a program aimed at building culture of innovation.
To back in slide. See, one of the easy solutions for me to do the same.
Where? Oops, it disappeared.
You had it. Gabriel, you're a genius.
Yay!
You have a career in AV.
Okay. So that was actually a great segue, because at this point I want to introduce Susan Hughes, who's going to talk about a few of the screenshots that we've got here.
Thank you, Barbara. As Barbara said, I'm Susan Hughes. I'm a business analyst on the CTS team. I'm going to go ahead and just walk you through a few of the screens so you can get a feel of the look of the system and the ease of the use, and hopefully join us at 11:30 for the on-hands demonstration. What we're looking at right now is your main menu screen. We have five main menus. Of course, depending on your privileges, it's what you'll be seeing. Your products, locations, and setup basically will be your configuration menus. We will be pre-populating the system with Orange Book information to hopefully alleviate some of the issues with products missing. We also will be providing an import feature that will allow facilities that currently have an inventory management system to upload things such as your storage locations, your current inventory levels, and any products that might not be already pre-populated. This is our typical search screen. This is search products. It's where you would go to see if one of your products you're tracking currently is in the system. You simply add criteria as you see fit, or simply click search, and your screen would be populated. The hyperlink under product name would take you to product information. The pre-populated items from the Orange Book will be global products, and you will not be able to edit any of those, but you will be able to edit products you've entered at your facility. If we wanted to add a product, we would navigate from the main menu and we'd get to this add product screen. On all of our screens, fields marked with a red asterisk are required. You will not be able to proceed without filling out the red asterisk fields. We simply would add our product information and select the add button. And during this session, anything I would add would show up on the right-hand side. From there, I could go back to that product and make changes as I need, or I can delete the product. And most of our add screens work the same way. As you add, it'll be visible what you've added, and you can simply go to an edit screen from there. Now, your main warehouse processes are going to happen under the inventory management screen. You'll see we have orders for purchase orders. This is not a purchase ordering system, but we allow you to enter your purchase orders to expedite the receiving process. Then we have your receive, our put away and pick, and everything else that would happen on a day-to-day basis in a warehouse. But as you see, we will have a push package import, which is not a normal, for you all it's a normal function, but not for a regular inventory management system. So it will allow you to import that push package as you receive it prior to the inventory coming. And under manual adjustments, that's where you can go view your current inventory levels and make changes as needed. Or you can actually, if you have something that was found in the warehouse, you can add it using that function. I think we're going to go to another search shipment screen. Works as the search product screen did. We enter our criteria and simply select search. All of our current shipments, both open and closed, will be displayed. Again, click the hyperlink on the order number, which is your internal order number, and you'll navigate to see the details of that shipment. Setup, these are some of the functions under setup. You have event setup, which of course would be someone at a high level. Other facilities in your project area you could be able to set up. Project areas is going to be a global function, unit of measure, your users, and your funding sources. Now, unit of measure, now this is not your package type. This is not necessarily your unit of issue. We're allowing some of our work group members, we're allowing you, say, even though bottle might be what I'm ordering in, but it comes in a case, and I'm going to choose to store, ship, pick, everything in case. This will allow you to do that. There are going to be a set, your standard box, pallet, each will come pre-populated, but you can add any unit of measure you choose to use in your facility. So here's some that are currently loaded in our test system. Now you will see we have the units per unit of measure. That's something that's going to be editable, of course, and that's something we will be using in the data exchange piece, because when we IMATS, like any other inventory system that's being used, will have to report during an event through via data exchange. And we will be reporting in this system, since we're allowing that variable unit of measure, in units, not by cases, as most are required to do. We're going to do cases if possible, but also in units, just to ensure the validity of the data. And this is just another search screen. Search users. I'm an administrator and I needed to add a new user. Oops, sorry. Click happy here. Search for my user, see if my new volunteer is in the system. If not, I can go ahead and add him. And this is just your first screen for add user. I'd simply populate the necessary fields and any other information. Click next and it would go to a screen where I'd add permissions. The system will include a custom roles feature. We'll have standard roles like a global administrator, PHA, and facility administrator. Everything else will be dependent on what you choose to create within your facility. And that is basically, we've kept in mind that a lot of times during an event, volunteers are going to be coming off the street. We wanted something simple. Something, if you're on a pick team in one warehouse and another day you might be receiving in another, the system, the look and feels the same. And we feel we've developed a system that is simple to use and can be used on a day-to-day basis or just during an event. So now I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to Barbara.
Thank you. So I'm going to just close kind of with, as I have said, we have the release of IMATS coming up in September 30th, target date, and also the same for the communications portal. We're currently working on the data exchange capability for from existing systems to IMATS, and we're hoping to release that in the first quarter of FY 2012. We'll also soon be working on the offline deployment and synchronization, and then data exchange from local IMATS to existing state systems. I want to acknowledge probably one of the most amazing teams anyone could ever have, from CDC, the technical lead Michelle Renshaw, our medical epidemiologist Sanjeev Sapkota, and then with Strategic National Stockpile, Stephanie Doolin and Ben Erickson. The Countermeasure Tracking Systems team from Northrop Grumman and SRA. And Public Health Informatics Institute and the IM Technical Requirements Work Group and the Data Exchange Focus Group. We'd like to invite you right after this session to the Farley Room, where we will be having 12 computers set up where you can sit down and just play with the system, check it out, ask us questions, and refreshments will be provided. So I understand we're in competition with the closing plenary, so we'll see how that goes. If you have any questions, if you'd like to talk to us in the future, you can contact us at this email address, and we'd be happy to talk with you. So as Peter said, I understand then I'm going to turn it over, I guess, to Jean.
We have time for questions. Very nice presentation.
Thank you.